I just want to know if you like the slide. That's it.
Let's get it. Slide.
Did you like it?
No, my shit was weak.
You didn't like it?
Mm-mm.
For real?
Delete it. Yeah, I guess.
It's sliding.
I guess. Well, what?
Shit.
Bamboozle the podcast, episode 2. We got a guest, flew all the way out here from Minnesota.
Big Booze.
Just you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Hey, it's your boy. If I'm not your boy, I'm your boy now. That's you have dad. To claim me.
It's your boy.
You have to claim me now. I don't make the rules, but you know.
DJ Caleb.
Yo, come on dad? Now, aka Luciano, aka Lucky Lou. You know
your daddy
do.
Belly.
Come on, you know. We doing the big things out here. Sacktown?
Maui from the men, you know what I mean?
Pardon?
He out here, cuz.
What the said, fuck yeah. is that? Let's get it.
They call What's me Mini because I sip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Sip that.
I'm talking about Apples,
all
bro.
All of it.
Mini? Oh. Yeah, I'm from there, too.
I don't even fuck with Apples like that.
Yeah.
Keep that ass honest. Yo, fuck them waveforms, man.
Hey.
I'm trying to talk to you.
Anyway, hey, bro, let's get it going, man.
Let's get it.
This is probably people start like, this is why I want to listen to you.
I know, right? Hey, everybody hate us right now. I'm moving around already, bro.
But no, for real, on a serious note, you want to let everyone know who you are, where you're coming from, why you came out here, what we're doing this weekend, anything.
Like I said, I'm your boy, and if I'm not your boy, I'm your boy now. You got to claim me.
His father.
Mm. You know, came out here to visit my boys, you know, moved out here. The boys.
I'm a volunteer.
The other boys.
Found them on the street.
All the boys, y'all saying, we out here, and the girls too. We ain't discriminate, you know what I'm saying? We love them girls.
Only the cute ones, though. Sorry.
Nah, hey, I'm saying only the drunk Yellow Pages ones. You feel me?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
it's the only ones I like.
Yeah, so.
All right, so there goes that intro. Write the shit.
Let's get it.
Hey, bro, if you're able
to. Came out here for the Yellow Pages, bitches. That's all I came out here for.
It's 2019, bro. It's 2019. If you ain't on Backpage, I don't want to see you.
For real.
Backpage, that's still a thing?
Backpage, I don't know.
Bring it back.
Hold on, let me check.
I don't think so.
Sacramento Backpage, where y'all show these at?
I'm not looking it up, bro.
Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati. That's my username.
They call me Side Pipe Poppy, you know what I mean?
Bro, let's get some Twitter topics or some shit. You had something earlier to show me. Pull up your phone. I want to see.
Oh, I said, I asked him, do you want to see this Fox News headline? Because it's like.
I told him to wait because I want to be surprised. It sounded like it was good.
Okay, here it is. From Fox News, you can quote them.
Credible.
Kanye West claims Democrats have brainwashed black Americans and effectively forces them to abort their children.
I'm going to step out on
drop
this one.
Down.
I'm tripping this time.
You told me to screenshot it and save it, bro. I was going to say it at the moment,
right,
but you made me save it for
right,
this moment.
But you two are much darker.
You guys probably didn't want to hear this out there, but you heard it.
That was Fox News?
That was Fox News.
I thought
News.
You were an active member in the black community.
So I like hip-hop, and I have a black friend. Two of them. Okay.
Watch Soul Plane one time.
Oh, you got both of them in the same
so,
room.
That's what we're working with right room, now. Bro. All right, so.
I can rap a milli, bro, without fucking up.
No, you can't do it.
Pull it up.
pull up culture. You know what it is?
Pull
up culture, man. Hey, so what y'all doing? What you got planned this weekend, man?
This weekend,
yeah, why'd
man.
You come out here?
Oh, man. So there's this thing called Day in Vegas.
Ooh.
It's not just a
which
day,
is
3 days.
Ironically.
It's 3 days.
Yeah.
It should be called 3 days in Vegas.
Someone was hating on him. Like, that's why you're not going.
Take the right. S off of there right now.
Nah,
that's take the S
real.
Off the days.
They should, but we
days in Vegas.
We pull
bro,
it up.
3 days. How
you said take it off. You
I said take the S off. That's what somebody must have said. Somebody must have been like, yo, take
somebody?
The S off.
Okay.
Like, somebody
they was in the
there
meeting?
With 6ix9ine crew.
Right. What should we call it?
Yeah.
Take the S off of there.
No. Okay.
I got days copyrighted.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Honestly, I'm scared of what shorties can do to you at festivals, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, see, that's what God. We got to be aware of, man. We got to be aware of these shorties out here.
Give us some stereotypes of the shorties at these festivals.
See, look, you go to a festival, and there's going to be them girls that are, like, trying to get fucked up, but they barely got their general admission pass. So they're scraping the ground for some niggas who, excuse my language, for some fellows to buy them drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they get free drinks? Anytime.
Oh,
it
yeah,
never,
but,
never,
you know,
bro, I don't care who you are.
Some
no
of these bamboozled hoes
these
out here. Yeah, no,
bro,
drinks out at the festivals.
Hey, we got to say, these shorties got it good. I mean, they got the best colorways and shoes, best colors and clothes, and they get
and
a whole.
They got the same,
and cheap too.
The same
bro,
colorways and shoes. They all got the fishnet leggings.
On top of that,
that's
though,
the unitard,
that's what I'm saying,
always bro. Glistening.
Yes, bro.
Some sort of alien antennas. How do we even know aliens got antennas?
But they... That could be alienist. Like, why
saying,
are we going to judge an alien on what it has?
How come there ain't no dudes night? How come there ain't no dudes night when you go out that where all the chicks got to pay the cover fee? the cover charge when you come in.
See, I would like for the girls to pay the cover charge, but I don't want to be in a room full of dudes. That's the only reason. Like,
that's facts.
It doesn't work. In Vegas, but I too. Want them. I want it to be a night where girls pay extra.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that would be some fire.
What happened to dudes night? They got ladies night. Drinks is hella cheap.
Right.
The IRS get you catch up for your taxes. How can we can't catch up on these ladies for all the cover charges?
I'm paying for smile fees.
The IRS needs to come after them. The hoes, they going
to
get it.
They owe a lot of cover fees, bro. Shawty's owe a lot.
But in Vegas, you know, if you pull up to the club without, like I've been there, but this is what I heard anyway. If you pull up to the club without a dude, without a girl, like they won't let you in. It's just you and a couple. No, I'm being dead serious.
Now, me and my guy pull
a hoe off
my guy and I.
I will pull a hoe off the street. Yo, come in here with me real quick. I don't even. I swear to God.
Sorry about that. Yeah, you shouldn't have to hear that.
Anyway.
You shouldn't have to hear talk like that.
Pardon.
Anyway, yeah, I probably shouldn't be talking about shorties episode two, bro. I
talk
like
about
tallies,
bro.
Time,
there's a lot of shorties.
Tallies.
That's a fact.
Ooh, but hey, I can't lie. I've been with a couple tall chicks. They love
you
the
wait.
Most.
Oh, sorry. Listen, can you please
love you the
tell
most.
Everyone tell everyone how you lost your virginity?
Uh-oh. We getting the V card story?
You just
right into
out.
It. Right into it. Let's
push
go.
Me into that?
Episode two, it. We bringing the heat.
All right,
bringing
bro.
The heat. Let's go.
Listen to this.
Anyway,
I'm listening.
Oh, my God.
It was wide open.
Do I drop names?
Just bleep
drop
them
thighs.
All right, I got you. All right, so anyway.
Yeah, no, drop thighs
in,
for sure.
No, you're going to know why.
I think I was in fifth or sixth grade. I think I was in fifth grade, bro.
Already off to a bad start.
We were chilling at the Boys and Girls Club, right? It's where everybody used to, everybody used to, like, show up, like, after school program.
Right,
like,
right.
My town was, like, it wasn't the worst place in the world, but it definitely, like, was a place where if you're not going to,
it was
like,
supposed to be safe,
program,
but it was, like, a little.
You're
going to
end up stealing stuff and doing drugs and stuff, right? So, like.
How about the kids, hold on, that stole at the clubs? Remember them fuckers?
That was
they
us.
Walk out with a basketball.
Oh, man,
you trying to hoop with, like, a paper ball?
You got to. You got to do what you got to do. Hey, no, anyway. I was preying on this one chick, so we ended up. Me and my buddy John took her back to my mom's crib. Right?
Hold on, what did you say you were on doing to her?
Preying,
like prying, praying.
Like, no, like I kind of just like
praying mantis.
Like, yeah. like I was talking to this one chick. I was setting it up. I was setting up the plays, bro, to make sure that the coach don't get kicked out of the game. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. Yeah. All
right, so anyway, me and my buddy John took her over to my crib. Right, I had John in the living room.
John
me
Doe.
And Shorty. Go back into my mama's laundry room because it's just big as hell. All right, we hop on the ground.
And it's clean in there. You doing laundry.
Big
it's
clean.
Clean.
You might get a couple dust bunnies, a couple dryer sheets.
But that's nothing.
He hops on the ground.
Ain't nothing drier than some sheets, though, sometimes. But you got to get them wet.
Sheets,
you got to get them wet. It ain't right. So I end up taking this chick, like I said, into the laundry room. My homie John outside watching the window but in the living room.
Right.
Just to make sure my mama don't come home. She come pulling up an Astro van or something. It's,
right.
It's over.
He's lookout.
So, bro, I end up. Like, we get into it or whatever, man. Bleep is laying there on the ground. So, we start getting at it. And I end up pulling her pants off, right?
Getting into it. Bruh, yep.
My little wee-wee just poking. Just big time.
Pinocchio
big
knows.
Big time. Hey, Pinocchio knows, bro. Yep. Hey, average-sized brother like me, I ain't a grower.
And he ain't a
shower. I might show up to the, but I might show up. You know what I mean? I might show up to the game.
Yeah.
The ocean,
gotta
right?
Come,
motion
gotta come
in the
to
ocean.
Play.
So, I lay on top of her missionary style, right? And, like...
I
the only style we knew, though, at that age, right?
Bro, I'm telling you, the dirtiest style we knew at that age. So, like, I grabbed my stuff and, like,
my stuff.
Grab my little thang-a-lang.
My little wee-wee.
And my little Vienna sausage, you know what I'm saying, at the
time. Okay.
And
mini sausage.
And, like, I just thrust, like, once or twice, and I think I'm in. And I'm like, I thrust.
Hold on.
I thrust.
Really, like, emphasize on this part, because this is the funny part.
No, I need to hear it. I need to hear it.
Nah, I thrust it, like, two or three times, and then I'm like, ooh, I'm in, right?
Right.
So, I'm hitting. Thrust. Thumper from Bambi, you know what I mean? Like,
just smacking,
dang, you
just
know what
smacking.
I mean? But this was only like, it only lasted like bounce. 5-6 seconds, and I remember she looked me dead in my eyes, bro. It was weird because we were in missionary position. Usually people in love be looking each other in the eyes doing that.
Or kissing.
She looked me dead in my eyes. She said,
"I'll be spitting
that's
my
mouth. Thigh."
Oh, so you? Oh, whoa! So I got caught off guard. Hold up, wait. So this whole time, like, you was thrusting, you was.
Not whole time. I said
cheeks?
It was like 5 seconds, bro.
Oh, it's like 5 seconds? Okay,
like five
my bad,
seconds,
my bad.
Could you imagine
right?
Busting
in.
Quick and then you ain't even in?
Oh, don't
I didn't bust yet. I didn't bust yet, guys. You guys
it
are
was close
ahead
to
me.
It, but
look, so I pull out of her thigh, right?
Yeah, I pull out of her thigh.
Just to make sure there ain't no kids get made. So
that's a big
thigh.
Thigh, bro.
And then
yo,
I get
KFC
it in there.
Combo.
And like, it was just like the Step Brothers when Dale... in the bathroom with Shawty. Oh my God, it's so slippery. And like falling all over the wall. Like, I'm telling you, like,
hold
on,
whoa.
I started like,
why,
getting to
hold
it,
on.
Right?
But why was her thigh slippery?
No, I'm in it now.
Condensation.
Oh, you're in. Okay.
Now I'm in it now.
But you could have just lied. The
it.
Story would have been so much better if you wouldn't.
I'm not done with the story. Can I finish the story, dude?
Stay in the thigh.
No.
We're
look,
cutting
I'm
that
in,
part out.
Look, I'm
he
in
stayed
it, right?
In the thigh. Yep, he's in the thigh.
I'm in her vagina.
With Cody.
I'm in the big C word, bro. The coochie. I'm deep in the coochie, right?
Oh, I think I am anyway. Out there
anyway, bro. John come running out the living room. Bro, your mom home. Tell me why me and John.
Both, John and I.
We both get up. I'm okie doke with a two-piece biscuit with you, bro. Stop. Gravy. Anyway.
Next line.
Yeah. Anyway, me and John get up and we mob to the back door, right? Haul out the back door, get to running. All of a sudden, we're like halfway down the block. We both stop because I didn't even
see. Where's the chick?
Hold on.
Exactly.
Hold on.
We left Shorty.
Just clean up her thigh.
In the laundry room.
Ooh. Just on the ground.
I don't know why. Tell me why. I was 11 years old at the time.
Does your laundry room not have lights?
I never saw that chick again.
She went ghost.
My mom never brought it up.
I would have stayed the night in the laundry
room. Was it a ghost? Was it the whole time it was
just
a ghost?
I might have just smashed Jared from Subway's sister. You know what I mean?
That could have been
a fact.
I don't
know what you mean.
I think her name Casper. I follow her on Instagram. I don't get on Instagram.
You ever get really good head from a ghost and, like, you don't know how to, like, can you say thank you? Because you're not going to say anything back.
Your mom told you that was a ghost.
No. It's a real ghost. Like, you could feel the presence. Ghost head? But I don't know. I don't know how to say thank you because they're ghosts, you know?
True.
I think they have ears, right?
I think you just got to get up. Why you make me tell my Virginia story like that?
That shit was funny. That was a good story. If I'm listening to this podcast, I'm staying up here to end it.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened to her, though, to be dead honest. Y'all got some. Y'all had a crazy time losing your virginity, or wasn't that?
It's like my best friend's cousin. My mom wasn't home, and like it was very quick. But I got it in the right spot, though.
That's a very your best friend's cousin.
Yes.
And you was that your man? Friend?
Yes.
Damn you.
And she was older. Old.
And she was older.
She was older. Yes, and I used my own room.
That
we didn't even have a laundry room.
I was 14. I was 11.
Oh.
I was going crazy. Me too.
Oh. You feel okay.
Me too. The movement.
That's a movement.
But you can't let a moment case. Ruin the movement. No, you know what I mean? Movement.
Y'all beating me because she was only a year older than me.
I thought you were about to say she was a year old. I'm like, bro, you gotta get the fuck off this podcast.
Hell no.
Nah. Anyway, right, well, how old were you?
We got him.
Hell no. Go ahead.
Hey, take a seat right here.
Hello, my name is Christopher.
How would you have a seat?
Expand,
right here?
Expand. How old were you?
Yeah, man.
Fuck. I was 14. Yeah, I was 14.
So she was like.
I'm not good at math, but I think
math.
She was 15.
Okay.
Probably.
What happened?
So basically.
Were you guys fully naked?
You know, no, we wasn't even fully naked. I still had my clothes on. All I did was slip the pants off.
I thought you went the zipper hole.
Hold
bro.
Up. Nah, have y'all done the. No, not even the zipper hole. No, the boxer hole. You ever done that one?
Yeah, hell yeah.
On accident.
Especially hitting it from the back.
But you really got bad aim with your thing, man.
I just pulled it out. I went through that thing on accident. Like, I was driving. Right. I was driving.
I didn't
you
even
know
tell
me,
you
bro.
Know, I
like
my
money.
Bad, yeah.
All right, yo, ho. So, listen. I had my clothes on, my shirt on still. Yeah. Just slipped my pants off. You know how you slipped the pants off. And she had a dress on, so I was already just like, lift the dress
you
up.
Got,
you know
got
what
to
I'm
get
saying?
The, you got to get a dress for a
she had a, and it was my favorite dress of hers, too. I ain't going to lie. Turquoise blue.
Oh, you nutted
I
on,
nut
you
out. Every time I see turquoise blue, I nut. I'm nutting right now. You should see this carpet. But. So I basically, you know, just put it in her, and I was like, "Am I in?" She's like, "Yeah." Did it for like a minute, and then I was done.
Did you get?
I didn't
get
even. Off? I didn't know. I didn't nut. And then first of all, let me tell you, we were in my living room, and my sister was home, and she was with her friend in her room, and I was like, "Ah, my room's right next to hers. Can't really do it in there. Let me just do it out here." Did it out there on the couch, which you know wasn't the best move, but it was on the couch.
But see, why'd you scurry out of it though?
Cause then I was like, let's just go do it in my room. So
you
I ended
got
up.
Back in it.
So I, yeah, I ended up actually getting
oh,
back
smashed
into
twice
it.
Twice for your first time.
Yeah, you know how it go. Oh, you know how I play, dude. I ain't even got to say nothing. Come on,
this podcast.
Y'all should have already known I smashed twice on my first time. Bro, I ain't even have to say nothing.
But this podcast is very sexually explicit.
Yeah, we've been talking about a lot of sex. I ain't gonna lie,
man.
That was the topic, Virginia.
It does sell though.
Sex
do sell.
Right.
Yeah.
What about porn? Y'all watching porn? Y'all use
dude,
imagination?
I'm telling you, look, bro. Man. I ain't even trying to plug nobody. But if you ain't on Beeg, Spicy
whoa,
Big Butt 2.
Whoa.
Or,
what's
or,
Beeg?
Hold on. Say
Beeg,
that again?
Beeg is the... Get your phones out.
X and XX.
Get your phones out. No, I'm telling you, Beeg.
That's old news.
Beeg?
It's called the simplest, bro, because it's got all the clips for you right there, and you just click them. It don't got no descriptions.
Yep, it's noted.
Nothing, you just go.
You know it too?
I just put the whole in. It's noted.
Yeah,
I'm doing that
shit.
He favorited it.
Later. But if you do want to find a real archive, spicybigbutttube.com.
I don't forget the tube. I don't
want
to do that.
Don't forget the tube. It might just
Latino bitches?
It might just be Spicy Butt Tube.
The Latino girls?
Nah, bro, spicy I got everything.
Why is it spicy?
I don't know, but I got heart, spicy bro. On there, bro. The room be getting hot.
Hey, man.
It's nice. What That's about y'all? What do y'all be watching porn like X daily?
Hey, no, I'm gonna put y'all on this one.
Bro, I'm on this Sober October joint, so I ain't done.
You've been real straight edge, like yeah. No, you can't even nut or nothing.
There's no way yeah. You haven't nut. No at nut all October. October. I don't believe it.
Not no nut second. October, bro. It's spooky season.
What does that mean?
That means you gotta nut in a bitch, like out, bro. You nut in a bitch, let them kids and out. You get scared.
I've never. Well, whoa, no. Whoa, what?
Yeah.
You nut in bitches.
And then he said, and then you get scared.
Boo.
All of October. All
of she's October. Pregnant. Oh fuck! I'm
for
scared.
The first month,
bro. That's literally this whole month
till you call the clinic.
All I've been doing.
What's the clinic say?
They scare you too. Your bitch is pregnant.
She's pregnant, and you also have something. Whoa!
If she is consents to it,
this so this is a pro abortion podcast.
Whoa! Wait,
no, but
that.
I did bring up abortion.
You said fix problems like it was a problem.
I'm not gonna lie, I did bring up abortion.
That's all I was saying.
What's the problem?
We should. What you got wrong?
Boop boop. Next topic, bro. This is.
I didn't say none of that, bro. All
right. Virginity. What else we got, man?
I'm good. Y'all want to talk about some music?
Man, we were talking about drunk white bitches before that, and I think we should elaborate. All right, because this is a whole subgenre.
It is drunk white dudes too, so I don't want big. You know.
No, we can involve the dudes, but we're focusing on the females right now.
I like female. Let's go with female.
Exactly. They're just more entertaining for a fact.
My mom's gonna listen to this, and she's not gonna be happy with me, bro.
I apologize, mama. You know I didn't mean it.
But I mean, bitches is bitches.
That's what it is.
True.
Go ahead.
I mean, we gotta kind of categorize this because there's a lot of things about
white
drunk
girls.
Bitches.
Can we start with white drunk girls?
Yeah. Okay.
Or not? Nah, how about like the millennials? Like these new
okay,
girls,
our
the
generation.
Younger ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not our even generation. Ours. Ours is kind of like straight. I mean, I'm 26. How old are y'all?
22.
Oh.
23. You
22?
Yeah.
Yes, I am your dad.
I thought you were 25.
Man, I've been getting that since I was like 18.
Yeah, he do seem old as hell.
You older since you cut the dreads.
Bro, before I even had it, everyone thought I was old as shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Is that
I've
a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing.
It's a good
thing. Now, he's matured. Like, he
I've been,
got
I've been
the,
matured
he got the,
since
like,
I was a
he
little
He do
kid.
That every, all the you know old people, like, you really was beyond your age.
Yeah,
type of shit,
literally.
You know?
I'm that old.
You're beyond
so
your
like,
years, or
yeah,
what
yeah.
do they say?
I just got some Birkin bags under my eyes. I think that's why people think I'm fucking old.
Bro.
Birkin bags. I got them bags, bro. Them Team No Sleep bags. I don't like that. I don't like it.
Hey, man, I feel you on that. I saw that blade, too.
White girls drunk. How about
I don't even,
I don't even know.
Don't want to talk
no,
about
I do. I just don't know. Like, what's a millennial nowadays? What age is that?
I don't even know because they say
you're a millennial.
I'm a millennial because I'm not one of these Gen Z, Gen X, whatever. Type pod.
Sounds
ass.
Like a fucking.
I'm
STD.
Not TikTok making ass. I'm not. I'm not.
Chill
generation.
Out now. Hey, check me out on TikTok.
He just
Booty
made a
Prize
TikTok,
2-3.
So he's on it now.
And but. I got a couple viral videos. No big deal, but it's whatever.
They ain't as viral as mine though. That's
50,000-60,000.
I got 200,000 likes off one video, bro.
That's nothing.
And it was my first
video. I'm
going
to get on TikTok. All right, I'm going to get on TikTok.
Oh, bro, don't even try.
Y'all trying to have a TikTok
hey,
off?
If y'all, I'm
y'all
getting on TikTok.
Off.
I'm in Sacramento
right
if you want
to
argue with me about
off.
It.
That's what I'm saying. I'll talk y'all off right now.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
That don't sound right.
Real.
All
right,
millennials.
Pause.
Play.
Millennials, though. I don't even know how you would classify them because I feel like there's two types of millennials. Like, there's the ones that are, like, old, the old millennials, like the 30-year-olds, but they're not even really old.
So
but just for us. The 30 roads and then like the 20 in their 20s.
But what's the worst type of drunk chick? The yelling ones, the ones that cry,
yes, the,
or the ones that like,
all
or the ones
fucking
that just
above.
Get mad, lovey-dovey,
yes,
won't get
yeah.
off your neck. Which ones are the worst?
All of them.
That's true. I just think for me personally, the ones that yelled and they can't find their friends. Like, how did you lose your friend you were with two
yes,
seconds
bro.
Ago?
Yeah, for real.
You turned your back
and
now all of a sudden, where's Jamie?
Exactly.
Like, bitch, you just, she's exactly. turn around.
Hey,
just
a,
turn around.
You got a bad experience with one before?
Bro.
Bad experience? Man, I used
drop
to live
her name,
in
her
a fucking party house.
I'm all
not even just
call
one.
Call her out. Call her out.
No, I'm not even talking about just one. I'm just talking about in general. Like these.
But you've had a bad experience, right?
With like just drunkos?
Yeah, with what was your worst
hoes.
Experience with a drunk chick?
Sorry, I can't even like think of that off top because
there's
been
so
many
of, many
of them. Yeah, that's
especially
what I'm
in Minneapolis, like the big city.
Yeah, especially just Minneapolis. But especially just like
saying.
The house I used to live in, there was a lot of parties going on. I'm not gonna lie.
Shout out Trap Mansion, bro.
The Trap Mansion. The funniest conversation I probably heard from drunk girls was this.
Oh, don't do it to them.
Was this? Did I tell you this one?
I was there. I think I already know what you're about to say.
Wait, which one?
Go ahead. Go.
No, because I'm
confused. Y'all sound.
No, because I don't even. If it's the same one, I don't know if it's the same one or not.
We're technically millennials. It's these post millennials. Wow, that's lazy.
See, I told you there's two types.
Post millennials.
Okay, but I don't know if it's the same one.
Bro, y'all ever heard of post cousin Lee? Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
All right, go back, bro.
I'm
what,
just shaking my head.
What were they saying? What was this?
Okay, this one, I don't know if it's the same one, but it was just funny as shit. So I'm in my room, right?
Yep. This is already great, good.
I'm in my room and I'm smoking, and my room is right next to a half bathroom, which I call the puke bathroom.
And also the only bathroom that worked.
No, my bathroom worked. Don't disrespect me. I had a jacuzzi in that hole.
I'm
come
talking
on
about
now.
As far as people coming in and using it, though.
Okay, yeah, like a public bathroom or
the
like.
Jacuzzi. Hey, quick shout out, bath
quick
bombs.
Fucking shout out. I used to use them bath bombs from Lush. They get you right. Come on, I still do. I ain't gonna lie. Candles lit, salt, Himalayan salt lamps, all that. Don't play with me, man. Don't fucking play with me. You know I'd be on that.
Shout out,
but,
salt lamps.
But yeah, basically. Yeah.
Can you plug me the way you just
plugged? Nah, I got you, man. Come on. These hoes love it, man. Trust me.
Use my code.
use my code. Use my code 777
for 10% off of bath bombs.
A side pipe poppy at 3:45.
How about the IG chicks, man. Bro? Oh, fuck. I got so many ideas. Go. Y'all go ahead.
I got to just tell this story really quickly. Basically, I was in my room chilling and I hear this conversation. I'm sorry. Let me lower this. Basically, I'm in. Nah, fuck you. Basically, I'm in my room and. He just deep throat the mic if you guys didn't know. Basically, I'm in my room, and this a girl, there's a drunk girl, and a drunk guy, having a conversation.
How many cups?
There's probably at least 7.5 cups, at least. Let's just let that be known.
One cup. Always but go ahead.
And basically, I'm getting the hint that this girl is a lesbian, right? So basically, this dude, obviously drunk and just trying to get off. I don't know what he's trying to do, but he tells her, you know, like, you know, your girl, she's causing you problems and everything. The girl's like, yeah, like, it's just been too much, you know? The guy's like, yeah, well, you know what I think you should do? I think you should both just find a dick that you like and just ride it.
Dude in the background, hell yeah, like shit.
That was me in the background. That was me.
Get it popping.
Tell me why I bursted out fucking laughing and I agreed to fuck with him. He's making valid points. Ride that dick.
Yo. Did y'all hold up real quick side note? That was a good story.
It's
did
not
y'all,
over, is it?
Fuck that it, it's it? Over. Yeah.
No, I like that. That's good. No, it sparked another idea. What was it? You tell me about Cuba Gooding Jr. at the club. What did he say?
Yeah. Cuba what?
Tell him what he said. Cuba Gooding Jr. Mr. Snow Dogs.
Oh no, listen.
From the beginning. From the beginning. No. Well first he was drunk as hell.
Well, no,
he grabbed the chick's titty.
Okay, so yeah, so Cuba Gooding Jr. He's been in a couple scandalous things lately. He be getting caught up for touching women inappropriately, which our president. Also be talking about,
grab her by the
but nobody start, talking bro. About that. But anyway, I'm sorry. Look, Cuba Gooding Jr., bro. Big boy from Snow Dogs, right?
Yep.
He was in the club. Somebody got a video of him in the club standing on stage, bro.
Yeah, I seen
this video. With shorties twerking all over the
you
place.
You didn't hear what he said,
and
though.
All of a sudden, the video zoom in on him, right? And he just got the mic up to his chin talking about, somebody suck that baby's dick.
Yeah.
Somebody got to suck that baby's dick. I couldn't believe it. That was some not me. That was shit. Cuba Gooding quote, by the way.
A baby, yeah, baby?
I don't know what he was talking about. Like, I know I've thrown babies.
It
like,
wasn't
like,
little baby.
Like fake babies.
He didn't say
or
the
baby.
Or little. So it was an actual
there
baby.
There must have been a baby in the club.
Suck that baby's dick.
I don't know what she was. I don't know.
That is.
She must have been really throwing around.
Who got bamboozled, though? Him or the baby? Why is that
he
baby at the
recorded,
club?
Bro.
So mama.
Yeah, he got bamboozled.
That's him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm fearful that's of, like, booze. Blowing up. I'm not trying to be on no recording. I'm not trying to do nothing. I'm
would you say
just
that?
Don't say no fuck shit.
No, I'm not talking good. About that. I'm just saying, like, your life's on blast. I can't even go to the grocery store without someone filming me looking like this.
Yeah, I'm not going to be famous.
Right. I'm just going to wear hoodies and shit all the time.
Bro, I'm just going to be straight up Rick Rubin. I'm going to live that Rick Rubin life.
Which one's that?
Hide out in a hut, bro. That dude who produced for Jay-Z. That dude with the
Rick
old,
like
long ass
hair.
Time.
Yeah.
His
look,
studio
look
like
he look old as shit.
Yeah, he's
like
OG. Though,
he's OG as fuck.
Rubin.
Shout the fuck out to Rick
for making Damner all the music.
Yeah. I know you're listening right now, Rick Rubin.
For sure.
Yeah, bro.
The same with Beyonce. Holla back at me. Like, answer my fucking DMs.
None of my DMs.
Answer my fucking DMs.
Who else would be out DMs? Who else would be out DM? I stay trying to get a hold of Hermione from.
Bro, that bitch never gonna answer back. Don't
she
even just delete her.
Yo, I was really trying to get at iCarly before Lil Pump got at her.
Wait, he did?
Hey, I heard she like kind of used up though. So I don't
for real, but Sam was actually kind of bad.
Sam could get it.
Was,
Sam,
can't,
you see
Sam
nudes?
Could get it.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, Sam, she can
couple,
bend that.
Know,
she got
I know
the
a
arch.
Sam's, bro, and like
she got the arch like Mickey D's. Boy, I'll get up in there.
I'm telling you, I named my first dog Samantha.
For real?
Not because of that. I just, yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. I Am Legend, bro. I had a little German Shepherd.
The dog's name
that
was
that scene where he died.
I Am Legend. Just wanted to fucking hit. It was a boy dog, wasn't it?
No, the dog's name
the
was
dog
Samantha.
In the, yeah, it was
a
girl
dog.
Dog.
Nah.
We wanted it to be a boy dog.
Yeah, we wanted. I mean, we wanted.
Wow,
it.
Fucking mean, men, man.
We just wanted to be a fucking boy
always
dog.
Trying to claim their dogs.
The fucking gender.
Man's best friend. It's a human's gender. Best friend.
Use the right pronoun, motherfucker. How do you even know it like being called a dog?
That's true. It is 2019.
You're the man to call out people's pronouns, though. That'd be you.
Incorrectly on accident. What's y'all's take on that? Like, let's get serious for a second, because I'm.
Should I work on myself? That's the only question that comes to my head when that happens.
What do you
when
mean?
Somebody corrects me like that, I'm like, dang, should I work on myself? And then I immediately go to, no, they being a dickhead. And then I move on. Yeah. I get on with my day.
Right. Yeah. No. Wait, what do you mean they're being a dickhead, though?
Like they have.
When they're correcting you?
Like they are being an uncircumcised dickhead when they're correcting you.
Whoa.
Oh, you mean like
we
on
just
their...
lost about 30 followers. Why don't you go ahead and correct yourself?
You said them on
dudes
their
with
pronouns?
The elephant trunks out there really ain't tripping on it because they know they still getting it. Because there's some
what
chicks out there that really just like
talking
that.
Talking about
the elephant trunk, bro, the uncircumcised thing.
What's that got to do with
the
pronouns?
The anteater. It really didn't.
Hey, if they want to be called a doorknob, I'll call them a doorknob.
Ooh,
that's all I gotta say.
So
about
my
it.
Yeah, I'm on like a serious note. Like my take on it is like if.
I'm
cool, I'll respect
whatever,
it, but I'm not gonna like. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, but think about it. It's not your choice. No matter what, it's not your. It's your parents' choice. So you're really only knocking at parents whether they.
What?
Oh, I thought we were talking about the circumcisions, bro.
Oh my god, bro. Yeah, this shit seems like it's about to get into some real sketchy water. So let's
episode
move on.
Deuces.
We support all people. If y'all want to be called a doorknob, we call you a fucking doorknob. Shout out to all my doorknobs out there.
For real,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah. If you ever been called a doorknob, how would you feel when somebody calls you a
well,
doorknob?
Well, I mean, I don't know. People grab
is that really that
shits.
Bad? I mean, you do get touched
know.
By it.
Doorknob. I mean, yeah. Bro, but what if you fart and call doorknob and someone look?
Damn. Well, someone
anyone
mean,
that go right over both your heads?
No, you get punched.
Must be a white joke.
Wow, bro. You talking about me?
This has become
a
non-racist.
Problematic.
Is this about race?
He sat back and said, "I must be too white of a joke for y'all."
I'm
bro, we both light skin as heck. You see this? You see this fluorescent thing?
Now you see these waves?
As
come
heck.
On, now
what
don't fucking
skin
play with these
saying,
waves.
Heck.
Fucking
yeah,
pop.
Right. Yeah, waves on
come
the way.
Come on, man.
He said what?
Come on, man. Don't fucking play
waiting
with me.
That's a kiddie pool.
Man, they y'all motherfuckers been drowning. Fuck you talking about? Now I'm all dripping over here.
Y'all trying to do a little
going on?
Oh shit. Y'all trying to do a little rip my drip? Take off of the King and the Sting podcast? They just be flaming each other's shit?
I never heard that.
Oh, shit.
We gotta be recording that, though.
The only podcast I ever listened to in my life are ours, bro, is the
go
last
ahead.
One we recorded.
Don't
one.
Stop. Come on. Get what you're going to get off your chest.
You know when you on a pontoon? It's a Minnesota thing, bro. When you on a pontoon and, like, you got your keys for the boat and shit, and then you have that one keychain that's flamboyant. No, it's not. What's it? Buoyant? Floating. It floats?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, if you
going to
flame me, you
got to
get it right,
bro.
Google it, please. Google it before you say
it. It floats. It floats.
Yeah, yeah.
Peep cuz shoe.
You talking about a buoy?
Peep cuz shoe.
He got the
show the camera. Show the camera.
Do something for me.
He got the daredevil bait.
Show the camera.
Touch it real quick.
Look, he going to catch a big northern pike with that boy.
You know what it is? Hold on.
Feel better than your bitch's titties.
Come on, bro. Fuck that.
You want to see me catch a walleye by dipping my toes in the water?
Yeah, for those
watch me put my toes in the water.
Anyway, all right, damn. For sorry. Anyone that's not watching, I guess no one's watching. Cause
for those of you who could see, he was talking about something that's hanging off my shoe.
Visual break brought to you by 777.
It's your boy. Man. You got to claim me now.
It's your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you hear this.
Sure. Hey,
what that little kid from New York say? What'd he say?
Say less.
Say less. Say aha, say less.
Okay,
so he said the N-word, right? But everybody around him was black and they was cool.
Hey.
They was cool.
Just a heads up, the dog's name was Sam. It wasn't Samantha.
It was Samantha.
Short
he said
Samantha
in the song.
This says a 3-year-old German Shepherd dog. They don't say it nothing.
Google don't know everything.
You over here Googling that? That was 10 minutes ago.
Google didn't know how I lost my virginity until about 20 minutes ago.
People people always ask, is the dog from I Am Legend still alive?
Bro, died.
Tell me why
in
we didn't
give
a fuck about Fresh Prince. We used to try to figure out if that dog was still alive. Wait,
imagine,
it did die, I don't know.
Can you yeah.
It died. He had to kill it.
Can you imagine
got,
laying
you know,
in bed at
over.
Night after you watch that movie and being like, dude, I got to get to Google and see if this dog's still alive.
Real
I
pressed.
I ain't going, bro. I ain't going for that. Why, is I Am Legend a top 10 movie?
It's up there. I don't know about top 10.
Ooh, yeah, let's talk about movies. Like,
but it's up there for sure.
Ooh, like I don't know, man. The movie Life is a top 5 movie for me of all time. with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
That's the top 10 movies.
I laugh every time I see that movie.
Oh my god.
Movie top 5.
That shit's fire. Pursuit of Happiness too is, I'd say, up there, bro.
That's a pretty good movie too.
That's what I wanted to do. Rubik's Cube after that.
In the films,
I don't know if I'm putting that
bit
above I Am Legend.
No, God, no. Wait,
hell
what?
No. Above I Am Legend? No.
Pursuit of Happiness over I Am Legend?
No, I say I'm not, yes.
I wouldn't even put I Am Legend in top 10.
That's what I'm saying. It's not top 10, but it's just it's getting up
I'll
there.
I fit it in my top 20.
Let me see what else is in there.
Coraline's in my top 10.
I know
y'all hate me.
I'm cutting
your
couldn't
mic
do
off
it with that one. I don't know.
Coraline
why
was fire last.
You gotta do it on like acid or something.
Last spooky season, bro. It's just something about claymation.
It's the in the season, yeah.
But when you know claymation, when you watch a movie with claymation, do you guys not? That is claymation. Do you guys not like look at all the work that they probably put into making?
No,
that?
I definitely do.
No,
I definitely.
It makes
do
me appreciate.
I think of Robot Chicken
movie so much more.
No, it's true. It's true. I like what's the Night Before?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah,
and even like
Nightmare Before Time.
And even like
Dinosaurs,
like you said, with adults, Robot Chicken.
Yeah,
Robot
that shit's
Chicken
funny.
Whack.
It's funny.
I
bro
thought it was, yeah, some of the clips funny.
But that's just me though. I'm kind of jaded towards like cartoons in general, bro. I'm not a big fan of like animation at all, like Family Guy and all that shit. I thought it was kind of.
I'm good on Family Guy.
What about like Simpsons?
But I'm not cutting out.
I'm not with
animations.
I'm not disrespecting
it.
Like right? No, I mean I get that they're quality and like they're funny and they're.
Bro, but you cannot shit on Rick and Morty though.
Never
I watched that,
it.
Bro.
I kind of have bro you. My sorry roommates was getting on me. Shout out to 403.
Bro, you got. Bro, I was watching the whole plane right here. That and Bob Ross painting.
Dude, you the man for watching them Bob Ross paintings.
I
went
had
through
to
some times where all the
like
homies was watching.
You look like the hood Bob Ross. I'm saying.
Bob Cost.
Bob Lost.
What that dang car right there? What that dang car right there?
Hey, paint them trees like that then.
You know what I'm saying?
Look here, old boy.
Well, hold on. Now is he from the South?
Different strokes from
paint
different
little
folks.
Little bird
you
in there.
Me, bro. I feel like I'm from all over the world now.
You're from the Dakotas.
What?
Nowhere.
Don't do my man.
I don't
like
care.
From
I'm so jaded. And?
Same thing.
We got underwear and
we
shit.
We got a river.
Duluth.
We got underwear and shit.
We got a river and a bridge.
Shout out to Duluth Pack, man.
Whatever. Yeah. Shout out to
I ain't gonna
man
lie. There's some hoes in Duluth.
Get out of here, bro.
There's some hoes in Duluth.
Never mind that shout out to Duluth Pack, because if someone's like, hey, they shouted you out, and then right afterwards, you talking about something about hoes
in Duluth. There's some hoes in Duluth, man.
If someone shows this to the Duluth Pack people, cut that part out. Please.
Hey, all the Duluth hoes are gonna be coming for you, Josiah. Just
for real,
that.
Yeah. You've been talking
just
about him kind of spicy lately.
Josiah, yeah, there's a Z in my name.
I just call you Si.
Nigga, you
don't call me late for dinner, man.
Just don't call me the next morning. You feel me?
That's a good one. I heard that.
Nah, for real though. If we talk about, what do you think about the cities and women? Have you seen better women all over
what?
All over
what
the
cities
country
though?
No, this. Oh yeah, my bad. Minneapolis, man, my bad. I'm
Minneapolis,
still in,
yeah.
The
there's
Midwest
some good looking. I mean, it's kind of like how, they're all the same though, honestly, in like Minneapolis.
But do you think that's like any culture or any like city? Like
yeah,
everyone kind of
I mean,
be
I've been to
same
big cities, and every bitch in Chicago looks the same to me. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, looks. Female. I mean, just like their energy and shit.
Do you think
like nowadays, like just in general, like girls just be acting like big headed? I'm not saying you should
they
be
act
like
the same.
I feel like, I feel like it's been like that for me.
They act the same. They all follow the same personality on fucking social media, and they just act the same.
Yeah, it is kind of weird when you see them people,
these
them chicks on TikTok, these like talking
right,
mad,
right,
just hood.
Well, it's
stuff
like we talked about earlier, like the dude. Nothing bugs me more than when people have on their like Instagram bio, it's like influencer or public figure.
I hate the word influencer. I'm gonna be real. Someone called me an influencer because they were trying to like get me into something once, and I left. I said, you know what? They're going to give me a discount. They're like, you know, you're an influencer, so I'm going to get. No, I left. Don't fucking call me influencer. That fake
he
ass.
Left, he said he
I left.
Man,
I literally
them,
walked out.
Them school counselors got to you, bro. Like,
nah,
real
fuck
life
that.
They said, you got to live above the influence. And you said, don't ever call me an influencer, dog.
For real, for real. That influencer shit, because listen, half the quote,
there's
unquote,
some out
influencers
there, though. I mean, people are influencers, but like.
No, I'm talking. I'm not.
Okay, what
half the influencers is what I was just saying right are not actually influencing shit.
But what makes it.
They just have a
Google
lot of followers.
What encompasses.
Which who cares
an
about
influencer
followers?
What is that? What is an influencer?
Why
are you
who have
them
a lot
shoes
of followers.
Right now?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you like them shoes you're wearing?
I want to wear the Wave Runners, but you won't hook me up.
Why do you want to wear the Wave Runners?
Because I'm trying to flex on everybody
influence
I've ever met. I'm kidding, bro. I can't flex on you like that.
Dude, Wave Runner. South Dakota people know Wave Runner. They think you're talking about a goddamn jet ski.
No, yeah, I thought that was Lil Homie off of the cartoon. That's Roadrunner.
Oh, you talking about off of Looney Tunes?
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Anywho.
Define.
I'm looking up influencer.
Define. The definition of it?
That's just not even.
Yeah.
Nah, because someone need to say something, bro.
I did.
You know what I want about?
I
really want from this podcast. is for us to like talk about shit people thinking about, but no one want to say out loud. I'll fucking say it.
I just said it. Fuck you, influencers. You suck my dick.
Unless you're an influencer, you watch and you like it, like keep liking it though. You know what I'm saying?
Also, suck my dick, but also like it. But for real,
bro. Ready for this definition? A person or thing that influences another.
Well, I guess we all got it.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow,
influencers.
We all.
You
got
think
it.
People really be like following our footsteps, bro? I wouldn't listen to me after this podcast for sure.
Wait,
after,
how long are we in?
After
like
this life, months. Bro. After these last 23 years, bro, I wouldn't follow me. I wouldn't even follow me on Twitter, bro.
36 minutes, yeah.
Damn, y'all just lost so much brain cells. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow, let's. Yeah, man. Sorry for teeing off on all the influencers out there. If you actually are an influencer, feel free to hit me up.
Do something with it, though. If you're an influencer, like, do something with it. Don't just fucking post some bitch ass shit.
Yeah, don't just be posting.
Try to sell some shit to people.
Hey, yeah. We're going to break this episode up into two because I'm going to be out of town for the next couple of days. So we're going to post one and then save for another one. So I'm going to end this one here with a big, what do we end it with? Fuck you, influencers.
Fuck you, influencers.
All right, that's the end of the first part. Stay tuned for the second part.
Nissan, fuck with me.
Coming up next. Later. Nissan.